it's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire, on this journey to live a de-stressed life, because the full month of September is focused on getting rid of that stress, living a life that is thriving, not just surviving. Because stress makes it impossible to thrive in this journey. It weighs you down. It wears you out. My husband and I went to something the other day. Didn't have to do a thing. Not a single thing. Literally, we did not have to do a single thing. But because it was so emotionally draining and there was so much stress involved in the experience, I was worn out. We got home. I got through the rest of the night, but I was still drained the next morning. Stress is exhausting. And as long as we're toting around all that stress, we cannot do what we're designed to do. We cannot live out our full, abundant, exceeding abundant lives. We're stuck in this place of survival, and who wants to be stuck there? So we are de-stressing our lives. And today, it is all about building a habit of laughter. Because laughter makes the world more enjoyable. Laughter makes everything a little bit easier. Laughter changes our perspective. It changes our brain function. It changes our health. You lose weight and you're smarter. The more you laugh. So we're going to invest in developing this habit of laughter. Five things that you can do that will make more space for you to find laughter, to envelop yourself in laughter, and to find a natural pathway for laughter. So the first is to have friends that laugh. You're much more likely to laugh with friends that laugh. Second is to just tell bad jokes. The third is to find media that makes you laugh, whatever form that is, books, music, whatever, movies. Fourth is go to laughter type events. Go to improv, go to comedy clubs. And finally, be intentional about laughter. And you can even fake it until you make it in your intentional endeavors. I was having a meeting yesterday, and I know I've mentioned the purple flower story, the purple flower joke, and I know that I'm not allowed to tell it, but it's so funny. I wish I could. But I was sharing the concept with a friend yesterday, and she was rolling because she has a, you know, demented sense of humor. Shout out to Everon for her demented sense of humor that Mandy and I have. So she would have fit right in with us. And she was laughing at the whole concept because she could just see the faces of the people around us as we told this joke that my husband swears is not a joke. But it is so funny. The expressions that you get when you tell the jokes is almost better than any joke that you could tell, which is why I think comedians do so much better when they can engage with the audience, when it's not just a flat show that they, you know, they have to do line A, line B, line C, but they can play off the audience, because they get into the humor, they get into the laughter, and when we're involved in the laughter, it's even funnier. So the first thing that you want to be sure that you're doing is finding people that will laugh. Find people that not only laugh with you, but that make you laugh, that are a joy to be around, that you know when you're going to see them, whether it's online, like with Emron, or in person, like with Rosemary and Mark, or Steve and Vicky, or we have several couple friends that just make us laugh. We know that when we're together, it doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter if it's for a funeral or for a dinner. We're going to find moments to laugh together. And those kind of friends are foundationally supportive. You know that no matter how bad the journey, that you can count on those friendships to help you find the energy, the motivation, the courage to keep going, because that's what laughter does. It feeds our courage to keep going. When I had to go to something where I had to be very exposed, very raw, very real, and because it was very stressful, I was extremely exhausted. Not only was I exhausted, my encouragement reservoir was depleted. There was nothing there. And I knew instantly that I had to make time for Steve and Vicky because they always refill my encouragement reservoir because of the laughter that we share. When you know you have friends like that, it makes it easier to deal with the things that come up. It makes it easier to say, okay, I know I'm going to face this stressful time, and I know it's going to deplete me, but I also know that I have this relationship to tap into. You need friends that will make you laugh, that laugh with you, that tell really bad jokes with you, or that get those really bad jokes, even if you don't get to tell them because your husband will get angry. The second thing that you really need to do is tell those bad jokes, because it's not just about the funniness of the words or the setup to the story. Sometimes it is just about the expressions of the people around you, whether they're in it on the joke or not. Laughter is not just a pratfall. It is not just a prank. Laughter is the warming of the heart, the connection of the heart, the expansion of the spirit bond that we create with one another. And it is sometimes you're laughing even without saying a word. I mean, you've got those friends, right? That, especially in Zoom meetings, I'm not going to call out names, but he knows who he is. When we see something happening or we hear something happening and we both get that grin that says, hey, did you catch that? And it's directed just at each other. Those inside jokes. It may not be guffawing laughter, but it is laughter nonetheless. And we need those bad jokes sometimes, that body language exposing jokes that take us to the next level. Dad jokes are great. Nonsensical jokes like the purple flower story are great. Or the jokes you've heard 140,000 times, but get a kindergartner to tell, you know, the knock-knock jokes, because it's so much funnier when they're saying it for the first time. But be okay with telling and embracing those bad jokes. The third thing to do is find media that makes you laugh. Over on the Growing Hope Twitter chat on Wednesday, one of the questions was a movie that you have watched repeatedly that always makes you laugh. Around my house, there are a number. If my husband was standing down in the peanut gallery, he'd be yelling movies to me right now. But one of my favorites for just pure wordplay is Oscar with Sylvester Stallone, followed closely by Clue for the same reason. I love movies that can infuse humor at so many different levels. You know, it's not just the basic level of the joke, but there are like nuances to the joke. So every time you hear it, you see another nuance, and it's like an onion and you keep peeling. I love movies like that. I enjoy the Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. It's not a comedy, but there are nuances to the humor in her writing as well. What movies, what TV shows always make you laugh, usually make you laugh out loud, and not just because there's a laugh track on there, but because it's heartwarming. Girl Meets World. I loved that TV show, and I watched every single episode at least three times all the way through, because it was good, clean, wholesome humor, and plus I grew up with Boy Meets World. Find those kinds of shows and make them part of your routine. Take time out for them. If you take time out to watch sports for 3 days in a row, you can take time out, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours a week, to hone in on that laughter track, you know? do something that's going to make you laugh. The fourth thing that you can do is actually attend events that are supposed to make you laugh. Go see a comedy. Go see a comedy play. Go see a comedy movie. Go to the event. And the reason you want to go to the event is when you are engulfed in laughter, you will be more apt to laugh. Not everybody will guffaw out loud in church unless you're sitting next to me. And I am going to be that person. But if you're at a comedy show, almost everybody's laughing. And that stirs your laughter and makes it easier for you to laugh. If you're at a movie that is a comedy, then there is laughter. And go to a movie that is your taste. Just because other people think it's funny doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it. I know I'm going to offend somebody, but that's okay. Deadpool is not my taste. And it is so not my taste that when my oldest son saw it, he told me it was not a movie I needed to see. He said, it's great, but it is not something you're going to like. And he was absolutely on point. I couldn't even get through part of it. It was just too much for me. But that's okay. We're not all designed to have the exact same taste. How boring would that be? But if you find something that makes you laugh, find an event that makes you laugh. Find something you can go to that makes you laugh so you can get around other people that are like you, that laugh at things like you do. So go to a comedy club. There are usually very inexpensive tickets for some of the comedy shows, depending on what time it is or when it is or what it is. But just look. Maybe your community center has a comedy day. Find some kind of comedy event, laughter event that you can attend that's going to put you not just in front of laughter, but in and amongst other laughers. And finally, the fifth thing that we're going to do to start building this habit of laughter is to fake it until we make it. There's a game that we played when we were younger and I shared at a writer's event, and we called it the ha-ha game. And what you do is you lay in a circle and you put your head on one person's stomach and they put their head on another person's stomach. And you go around, so everybody's got their head on somebody's stomach. And then you laugh really loud, ha! And when you do that, it pops your stomach up. So it jars the person's head, right? And anyway, you start laughing, ha ha, ha ha. And the more you do that and the louder you do it, the more it moves the other person and the more they get tickled and the more the other person gets moved. And so you're faking it until it's real laughter. Or just pretend. Tell yourself a joke and laugh at yourself in the mirror and laugh until it's funny. Because when you start laughing, it becomes real. When you start the process, even if it's not a full force, true laughter, it begins to get funny. Sometimes it's just comical because it's funny because you're comical in the mirror. You look funny in the mirror, so you laugh at yourself. But the point is that you're intentionally laughing, even if you're faking it, and do that at least once an hour. At least once an hour. If kids can laugh 600 times a day, you can laugh once an hour. You can make yourself laugh at least once an hour. But we need to be actively invested in building a habit of laughter because laughter rejects stress. Even in and amongst that situation that we went through the other day, we laughed through most of it. And I can only imagine how exhausted we would have been, how irritable we would have been had we not been laughing through the majority of the process. But the laughter kept the stress at bay. Laughter does that. It's a powerful force. So we need to make space, make room for intentional laughter in our lives. And when we do, we clear out the clutter that's trying to hold us back, which is the stress. The stress is what stops us. Remember, laughing is a powerful force for your journey. Laughter has plenty of benefits for your health because it gives you more oxygen. It burns calories. It releases endorphins, right? And it has head benefits. It clears your mind. It improves your mood. It eases your anxiety. It makes you smarter. And it has home benefits because it increases our bond together. It enhances our relationship. It makes it easier to communicate. It makes you more approachable. And there are going to be things that try to stand in the way of your laughter. I mean, the world is going to try to stand in the way of your laughter. You should see the way people look at you when you laugh. You know, that kind of stuff. But who cares? Laugh anyway. Laugh anyway. Eventually they'll catch on or they'll go away. If people don't like that you laugh, they're not going to hang around. And the people that do hang around are going to be laughing too. And that's just going to make your joy all that much better. And of course, you get to that place by building a habit of laughter. We are designed to thrive in this life, but we cannot do it if we walk around sucking lemons all day. Besides, it's not good for your teeth. I had an uncle that was an orthodontist, and it used to drive him crazy because I would literally suck on lemons. I loved the taste of them. I put a little salt on them and eat them. Like oranges, but he did not approve. It is not an orthodontic approved choice of fruits, just for the record. But you cannot thrive in this life if you're walking around sucking lemons. And you are designed to thrive. When you laugh, when you enjoy this journey, people want to join the journey. When you are having a good time, then you have the strength and the energy to get through the tough times. It is not going to be all rainbows and lollipops, but it can be all joy and peace. Because the joy and the peace comes from the enjoyment of the journey. Or maybe it's that the enjoyment of the journey comes from the joy and the peace. And it's a perspective set. It's a perspective mindset. It is something that we choose to do. And when you choose to find laughter and you choose to walk in laughter, then you clear out the stress. I mentioned that this whole month of September is all about de-stressing our lives. And starting next week, we're going to be talking about meditating on this, how we can meditate, calm our hearts, calm our minds, focus our minds, so that we can be de-stressed even in stressful moments, even in stormy weather. We can be calm and we can be cool and we can be collected because the stress is going to come at you. This world is determined. I almost think that the world knows when you're getting your ends together because every time I get my ends almost everything almost together, somebody moves the middle. It never fails. Somebody moves that middle. Just this morning, I had everything planned out. I got up early. Everything was planned out early. And am I on target? Am I on track? Absolutely not. Because just about the time I got everything in order, everything else got stirred up. But that's why it's so important that we be intentional in finding a way to be de-stressed. Because otherwise, stress will have control. This world only gets to dictate our path if we allow it to. And I'm done letting the world say what I can and can't do. How about you? We are going to choose our de-stressed path and we're going to laugh all the way to the finish line. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang. You can connect with me over on the website, CatherineLang.com. Or on social media, on Facebook, I am The Catherine C. Lang. And on Twitter, I am Catherine C. Lang. Remember, Twitter chat, Wednesday, 12 p.m. Central. Follow the hashtag Growing Hope. And until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.